KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinneen, and it's 9:02. Exxon and Chevron have made major contributions to a campaign that wants to preserve a controversial oil tax law that passed this year, according to recent filings with the Alaska Public Offices Commission. Exxon gave $350,000 to the group Vote No on One in December, matching contributions previously made by fellow North Slope producers BP and ConocoPhillips. Chevron, which has a smaller footprint in Alaska, gave $150,000. Vote No on One was created in October. Their goal is to defeat a referendum that would repeal Governor Sean Parnell's signature oil tax system, which caps the rate at 35% per barrel and amounts to a tax cut when oil prices are high. The law's supporters argue it will spur production on the North Slope, while critics have characterized it as a giveaway to industry. So far, the oil industry has put $1.6 million toward fighting the tax referendum, and most of that money has been spent on advertising. Only one group from outside the oil industry has contributed to Vote No on One. The Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave $10,000 to their campaign on December 20th. Referendum sponsors have not had the same financial success. Vote Yes, Repeal the Giveaway has taken $90,000 from small donors, and they spent most of their funds on their signature-gathering campaign. The referendum is scheduled to appear on the August primary ballot. In Washington, at both the White House and in Congress, 2014 is bringing about changes in energy politics that are likely to affect Alaska. Senior Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is starting the year by reconsidering the crude oil export ban. The ban has been in place since the Arab oil embargo of the 1970s. Then, as now, supporters say it lessens American dependence on foreign oil, but oil production is surging in the lower 48 now, and imports are declining. Rayola Dewar of the American Petroleum Institute says not allowing sales overseas may be keeping some oil locked in, suppressing revenue and job growth.
So what you want to do is always expand your market, expand the production. It's always a net economic benefit for the United States, no matter what product you're looking at.
Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz has also suggested it's time to rethink the ban. Ban proponents, though, say allowing exports could raise fuel prices for American consumers. Senator Murkowski is planning to release a white paper on the subject next week, followed by a speech at the Brookings Institution. Murkowski is the top Republican on the Senate Energy Committee. This year, chairmanship of the panel is likely to pass from Ron Wyden of Oregon to one of the oil industry's favorite Democrats, Mary Landry of Louisiana. That could mean a new pro-development direction for the committee. Murkowski Energy spokesperson Robert Dillon says the senator has worked with Wyden on common goals for hydropower, parks, and public lands.
With Senator Landrieu, they share a common interest when it comes to oil and gas exploration and production. So their interests dovetail there nicely.
Together, for instance, Landrieu and Murkowski have pressed for federal revenue sharing for states with offshore production. Meanwhile, environmentalists are hoping John Podesta can slow that momentum. He was President Clinton's chief of staff and is rejoining the White House as a counselor to the president on energy and climate. Ethan Manuel of Sierra Club says Podesta is likely to pay a lot of attention to Alaska.
With President Clinton, he was pretty active on protecting the Arctic Refuge, was a big backer of that, was a strong champion of the Tongass National Forests and the entire forest system with a roadless rule. So on a couple of really important Alaska issues, he was very, very active in the past, and we expect him to continue to be active now with the Obama administration.
One of the big Alaska issues facing the administration is the scope of future lease sales for the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. Podesta wrote an op-ed a year ago claiming there's no safe way to drill offshore in the Arctic. The chairman of the Sea Alaska Board of Directors is stepping down. Former State Senator Albert Kukesh says he will keep his seat on the board but will no longer be chairman. Kukesh has held the chairman's job for 14 years. Sea Alaska is the regional native corporation for Southeast Alaska. Kukesh announced the change on the corporation's website. He says he has recovered from a heart attack in March, but that the episode has required him to cut back on work commitments. The Yangoon Democrat also served as co-chairman of the Alaska Federation of Natives for 14 years, but did not seek re-election at the AFN annual convention in October. Era Alaska has changed its name to Raven, Alaska. Raven is spelt R-A-V-N. The rebranding took effect yesterday. Raven, Alaska is the state's largest regional airline, servicing more than 100 Alaska communities. Bob Hadukovich is CEO of Raven, Alaska, and says the change provides clearer marketing.
It was an attempt to try to get rid of some of the marketplace confusion primarily and to better represent the group that we've created today.
ERA originally stood for Economy Rotor Aids, a label Hadukovich says no longer holds meaning 60 years later.
Our new logo looks a lot like the ERA Alaska logo. It just has the words R-A-V-N instead of the word E-R-A. And so like on signage, you would still see the three feathers, but with the word Raven Alaska instead of ERA Alaska. And we'll also have a raven, a flying raven on the tail of the aircraft, so there'll be kind of a visual connection to go with it.
And why the name Raven as the new airline brand?
The bird, the raven, is a statewide bird. So is our operations. We kind of cover the entire state. We share a lot of the characteristics of the raven in terms of strong flight, efficient, or at least we'd like to be when we grow up someday.
Hadukovich says the airline selected the name 6 months ago and had planned the rebranding to launch the new year. The change, he says, is not related to the November plane crash outside St. Mary's.
It's an unfortunate coincidence, and the name change process was an independent thing that was happening in the background, and it was just unfortunate to the timing of it.
The transition is a name change only. All staff, locations, and ownership remain the same. Raven Alaska is a consortium of three airline companies, Hagland Aviation, Frontier Flying Service, and ERA Aviation. Under the new Raven name, Hagland and Frontier will operate under Raven Connect, and ERA Aviation will now be Corvus Airlines. Corvus is the Latin word for Raven. Hadukovich says the rebranding process should take about 12 months and cost up to $1 million. A look at the price of gold this hour, up $15.80 an ounce to $1,239.80. An ounce of silver up 21 cents to $20.32. It's unofficially 27 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.